Bienvenidos to the 50-50. Today's episode, we discuss why the 50-50, where did I get this name from, y de qué me refiero cuando menciono que no soy 100% de aquí ni 100% de acá. For today's episode, we have featured guest, Ms. Adley Kay, and she will describe why she is quite literally 50-50. But before we start, guys, let me just take a quick second to thank you. Thank you for the support that we have been receiving right off the bat. I hope you guys enjoy this week's episode. You know, the 50-50, half and half, mitad y mitad. I've been getting this question a lot, why that name? I'm gonna go ahead and bring it up. I posted a little bit on my website on the About Us section. And to kind of elaborate on that subject a little bit, I have Ms. Adley here. Ms. Adley, say hi.
Hola.
And Ms. Adley, also let them know who you are. What do you do?
So I'm a personal trainer here in town in Yuma. I work at B1 Elite Fitness. I also have my website, which is adleyk.com, where I offer online personal training, online nutrition guidance and help with like macros and all that stuff. And, oh, bikini posing too, because I did some competitions in the past. So at B1 Elite Fitness, it's obviously in person, so that's one-on-one. And then the online personal training, I'm not there with you, but a lot of people like that a little better, so you can go for...
So they have multiple things that you offer, basically, when it comes to services, right?
Yeah.
Now, before people start getting it, like, twisted, I am not a client of yours in any way whatsoever, because they're probably saying, Jesse doesn't look like the type that works out a lot. I'm not, okay? So... But I do have Adley here for a good reason, because since we are talking about the meaning of the 50-50, Adley, you are, by definition, 50-50 when it comes to our culture and upbringing.
You
see, a little backstory. My brother and I was born in Oakland. My brother was born here in town, locally. And even though we grew up, you know, with very Mexican parents, we had a American upbringing, you know? We grew up listening to hip-hop, you know, we grew up just basically liking all the pop culture things that we would see here stateside.
Fashion and everything.
Yeah, but when it came to the upbringing, when it came to the food especially, right? Like, siempre había el pozole que no faltaba, right?
Tamales.
Los tamales, yeah. So all of that culture aspect from home was Mexican, Hispanic, but all the pop culture was, you know, American,
yeah.
Right? So in that case, sense there, I am 50-50, right? Somewhere down the middle. However, you are more literally 50-50.
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit.
So my dad is American, white, and then my mom is Hispanic, so she's from San Luis, Mexico. My dad's from here somewhere in the States. I don't know. Maybe Nevada, I think it is. I can't remember.
Just pick the whitest place you can think of, you know?
Reno, Nevada.
There you go.
Something like that. I don't know exactly where it is because he grew up mostly in Montana, but... Then that's where we would spend a lot of like our winter time, like visiting family in Montana. My dad's whole side of the family is all very white, you know, they're American. And then my mom's side of the family is all Mexican. And they're all in San Luis pretty much.
Pero también like hay como like niveles, ¿no? De qué tan Mexican son. Como por ejemplo, I'm Mexican. Yeah, I also boy with that same meaning of how people kind of measure us, ¿sí o no? Like, oh, you're this level of Mexican, or you're this level of white. So, like, por ejemplo, when I hear Montana white, that's, you know, Idaho white. Eso son potato white. You know, it's like, eso es de machine white boy. But when I hear, like, toda tu familia está en San Luis, México, órale, that's as Mexican as it gets, right?
Well, I mean, I look white, so...
You do.
A lot of people would not guess that I'm Mexican until I start speaking Spanish. So that's kind of like one of my favorite things still to this day is whipping out the Spanish and people are like, you speak Spanish?
Like, si te entendí, maldita. Yeah. Si sé que estás hablando mal de mí. Like, you know?
Yeah, like in high school that would happen. Like,
really?
Sports. Yeah, like the girls from San Luis are like, ay, esa chica. And I'm like, I know what you're saying.
I understand, I am no chica, okay?
But I like that I don't look Mexican, but I totally am. Like, would always go to San Luis where my family is. Like you said, the culture, like the food, everything, like that was all like what I was around mostly. But definitely like at school, like being not at home, like that was more like American, like the clothes, the music, like
the Starbucks,
the basic white girl.
Yeah,
you can't like deny that side of you, of me. I can't deny that side of me either, you know. I know that I definitely have both sides, but I mean, I'm proud to be both. You know, I'm half and half. I literally am half and half.
Literally are 50-50.
Literally.
And that's the cool thing about it. You see, like, even though you have that impression that, oh, you know, that's just another American, which you are, but there's this whole other side of you that people don't really know that it's there, you know? Yeah. And it's a side that's kind of, you know, made me sometimes... You wondered, okay, what's this side all about? But it's been also a lot of fun to kind of get to know the whole Hispanic and cultural side. My brother and I, we didn't really get into that until later in life. You know, we kind of, like, personally, I kind of ignored the Mexican side of my life for a while. I just thought it was normal. You know, yeah. I ate Mexican food. I didn't call it Mexican food. I called it food.
Well, I just remember being in Mexico all the time, like, for parties and stuff, and I was just around it all the time, but it wasn't until, like, I was older, like, now we go to San Luis more for, like, medical stuff, like, just to visit family every once in a while, not until I was older now, like, the age I am now, I tell myself, like, wow, like, this is where my mom is from, like, this is where she literally grew up, like,
yeah.
I appreciate it, I think, a little bit more now, like, when we were younger, we'd just go with my mom, because, like, that's what we had to do, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's, like, different, like, you're just like, this is where I'm from.
Exactly, and you kind of have more ownership of it, right? Yeah. And that ownership just kind of brings up a sense of, yeah, something to be proud of, in a sense.
Yeah.
And again, for folks who listen, you know, they're probably thinking, okay, well, I'm sure there's plenty of folks that are listening that relate to that same thing, you know, because let me give you a quick example just to kind of explain what I'm talking about here. Not too long ago, my wife and I went to Massachusetts. And one of the things that we noticed, I've always considered myself, because again, I grew up with the pop American culture, to be pretty American. Mm-hmm. But I was reminded really quickly that I wasn't.
You're not.
You know, that I'm not, you know? And it's not that I look like the staple Mexican out there, like, you know, no tengo el sombrero, I don't have the mustache, you know?
Yeah.
But they still reminded me, like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from Arizona. No, but where are you from? Oh, well, my parents are from Mexico. I'm from California. Oh, okay, so you're Mexican. So yes, I am.
Not until you were like out of
your... Yeah.
Like where we hear and see it more here, like by the border.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I am Mexican.
And it was interesting that they kind of wanted to get to like the bottom of it, of like where was my origins from, you see? But on that flip side, I've been in Mexico. And they're like, oh, pero tú no vas a entender tanto porque tú eres del otro lado. Mm-hmm. Así que tú eres más americano que mexicano. Which comes to the, like, the interesting perspective. Soy demasiado mexicano para un americano, pero soy demasiado americano para los mexicanos en la frontera. Así que no soy ni de aquí, no soy ni de allá.
Yeah.
You know, literalmente, I'm 50-50 down the middle, and I'm just right there, right on the fence.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of been, when I think about it too much, porque a veces... I wrap it around it too much, you know. I'm like, whoa, entonces, where do I belong?
Yeah.
I decided to sit on the fence. I belong here, man. I'm right smack down the middle, you know.
Yeah, just own it. We are 50-50.
Yeah. Do you get something like that also, or no?
I don't know. The whole like people not knowing that I'm Mexican, but then like it's almost sometimes I have to convince myself like I am Mexican.
Con la tortilla, no? Like yo soy mexicana, you know?
Mexican.
Con el chile, like.
With like my salsa and frijoles and everything, like I am Mexican. Like especially because growing up here in the States, like you don't speak it as often. But as I've gotten older, I feel like I have kind of lost my Spanish a little bit because you don't use it as much.
Right.
So whenever like I'm around family, they're like, "Oh, no va a entender." I'm like, "Yes, just tell me, like teach me, like you know, tell me, like I just have to like pick it up again, or I have to learn."
No va a entender como que de qué hablan cuando dicen no va a entender.
Like, what they're saying to me, like, no entienden. I'm like, well, just like say it slower, like say it again, like
yeah.
I'll probably either remember or just teach me. Like, I want to know, like, I am Mexican, just because I don't know or not know, just because I might not have my Spanish as like, because fun fact, Spanish was my first language because my
was it really?
Yeah, I didn't know that until I was older, but yeah.
¿Y hablaste español entonces por cuánto tiempo y luego cuándo hiciste la transición de español a inglés y por qué se te quedó más el inglés? A ver.
with my nanny is like her. She has a home in San Luis, and then she has a home here in the States. And when I was born, my mom was still teaching, so she had to go back to work, and so she left me with my nanny. So I grew up in San Luis mostly till I think until like I had to go to school. So it wasn't until like I went to school here in the States that is when I started learning English more. And then también since my dad is, you know, white, like we spoke Spanish a lot at home when we were little growing up, and then you speak it at school. So I think English quickly like took over, you know.
Yeah.
My mom would talk to us in Spanish, but since my dad was white, we would answer in English, you know, like she would talk to us in Spanish like, "Ay, ¿qué estás haciendo?" like everything in Spanish, and then we'd be like, "Ay, mom," like nothing. So it would be in English, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I think like as I got older, I still need to know my Spanish because it helps with like work. All my family speaks Spanish. Like all my family speaks Spanish. So I don't want to ever like lose it.
I need to
keep up with it. My husband now too, Jesse's brother, they're all Mexican. Like that's why we're here, you know?
Super Mexican,
so
man.
I know his dad prefers Spanish. Like I just don't.
Dude, Sasuke, my dad is so funny when it comes to that. I love knowing my dad. I'm glad you brought that up. Like, cause my dad struggled with English, you know, but yeah. He picked it up. More when he crossed over to the States. But funny enough, when he was living in the Bay Area, there was such a huge population de, like, you know, Hispanos, mm-hmm. que me dice que estaba ahí y se me olvidó hablar inglés porque trabajaba con tanta gente que hablaba solamente español.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now he's here where he does talk more English, you know, but it's still, you know, it's still kind of like he's working on his accent. He's self-conscious about it. It's not bad. Tiene un acento malo, mi dad.
Yeah, like whenever I'm around him, like they'll be like, hable en español en la changuita. And then, but like your dad wants to practice English. So like I talk to him in English, you know, but like, but obviously Spanish is easier for him and English is easier for me, but we both need to work on like the opposite.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So I use that as my excuse. I'm like, no, Tata needs to learn more English. I'll talk to him in English.
Y mi dad, what's funny, like, oh man, and like siempre me hace reír que mi papá cuando se enoja, he talks English.
Really?
Yeah, cuando like si mi papá like está si está calmado, mi dad se está hablando y mi papá habla bien pausado. Mira, te voy a decir una historia. Había una vez.
That's your dad.
Y está una persona, you know, he takes like this long dramatic pause, como todos los mexicanos es bueno para el drama, you know, and he builds it up. But when he's mad,
that's where you get it from.
You know, probably. But when he's mad, he starts talking English. He's like, "Oh, dog, you think you smart, huh?" You know, and I was like, "Yo."
I was gonna say I don't really remember him being like that, but I can see it.
Oh, it's because you think you have all you right. Yeah, you right. And I was like, "Boy, yo, where's that's the Bay Area, Dad. Yeah, se le pegó. Se le pegó de ahí." But you know, it's funny that you bring that up. That you're trying to kind of keep up the Spanish. It is a little bit challenging at times because the pop culture que, you know, predominó tanto aquí con nosotros. Because I'm not going to deny it, man. My American pop culture, it's cool.
Yeah.
All right? There's just so many references. There's a reason why all places around the world are kind of trying to copy it in one shape or form, you know?
Yeah.
You look at Japan, and what's, like, super cool in Japan? Hip-hop, you know? But at that flip side, though, what's cool in Thailand... Cholos, did you know that?
No.
Dude, see, in Thailand, there's a huge cult following of cholos. Like,
really?
Los Thai guys, like, you know, se visten de cholos, se ponen, like, the tattoos, they have the baggy clothes, the wife beater.
I didn't even know about, would you say Japan with hip-hop?
Yeah, Japan, yeah, they love hip-hop, it's huge. You know, and in Thailand, dude, neta, te se ponen los locs, your machine. You know what I mean? But even the cholo outfit, that's American influenced, you know? It's not 100% Mexican.
Yeah. Well, my white side comes out like when I say like, you know, like those like sayings like fighter than frog's hair. I don't know, like just like these random sayings that my
like expressions?
Like, yes,
like
expressions.
What? A ver, like what do you got?
A ver.
Like, por ejemplo,
I can't think on the spot.
Good. I like good expressions. Por ejemplo, por si las moscas. You know?
In Spanish.
Oh, quédate ahí, you know? Oh, pa qué? Por si las moscas, you know? Which doesn't translate well in English, you know,
yeah.
Like just in case of flies, what, you know, but what? it just means just in case, right?
See, I didn't know that either.
Por si las moscas means, oh, just in case.
That makes sense.
You know?
I mean, obviously in English it's like flies.
Uh-huh.
That's why it doesn't translate over.
Yeah.
But like I quote white people sayings or expressions. Like, I know I get that from my white side because I talk to my white side of the family and I'm like, that's where I get it from. Like, I'm trying to think of some now. My grandma's like the best at her like white saying expressions.
Her expressions?
Yeah.
There was one that I heard that I thought was fake until I Googled it. Estaba hablando con un bro y me dice, oh, you know, vas a ser... Ya se me olvidó lo que me preguntó. Pero me dijo que quiere ir a un lugar para viajar. And I was like, that's cool. ¿Cuándo vas a ir? You know what? I don't know when I'll be able to go. Maybe when the cows come home.
I mean, like we were talking about that yesterday.
And I was like, when the cows come home.
What does that mean?
Cuando venga la vaca. ¿Qué tiene que ver la vaca con esto? You know, like. I looked it up. It's a legit thing. It's a Montana potato thing, you know?
Is it?
We were
talking about that yesterday. Like, what does that mean? Because the Raiders coach said that. He's like, when the cows come home. And when I was like, what does that mean? Asking me, like, I would know. I was like, I don't know. Maybe, like, when they win a game or something? I don't know.
Our Hispanic side saying, what's going on? What does that mean? You know, like no entendemos. Yeah.
There's some sayings I've said before, and Michael's like, where did you get that from? I'm like, this is like my other side of me, you know? Like, I'm not all Mexican. I got my white people sayings, expressions.
And that, you know what? And that's the kind of like the whole beauty of it. And it kind of wraps up to exactly what we're talking about. There's no denying it, and now I just kind of take ownership. I am not 100% American. I'm not 100% Mexican. Yeah. I'm down the middle, and that's what makes us us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll go to Starbucks, I'll listen to jazz, pero si quiero una botana, I want churritos locos because Mexicans tenemos las mejores botanas
Same
que
here.
Hay, you know?
I'll go to a Taylor Swift concert, sing my little heart out, pero in San Luis, like, give me the tostitos with cheese and chamoy. Give it to me, I need it.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing to encompass both of these cultures, you know? It's made us who we are, and it's been great, honestly.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it now that I am older, because you don't really think about it when you're younger.
No,
but now you're older and you're like, you know, I am this and I am that, you know, but like there's nothing wrong with it, like I'm a little mixture of both, because sometimes you feel like you need to identify with like just one.
Exactly, you know? That's been my biggest issue. People always want you kind of like in Massachusetts when they were asking me like, oh, but where are you? And they were trying to get me to identify to some extent.
Yeah.
You know, same thing in Mexico. Me preguntan, oye, pero es que tú eres de este lado de allá, al norte. Y como que me quieren identificar algo diferente que no quepo 100% in, you know?
Yeah.
I do not fit 100% in this demographic. I do not fit 100% in this demographic. There's nothing wrong with the middle, guys, okay?
Nothing
wrong
We're
with the middle.
We're the best kind of people. Just kidding.
Exactly,
I
man. Who else
it.
Is going to understand your Notorious B.I.G. reference, you know, while having guacamole? You know,
yeah,
like,
quien
más?
Best recipe.
Dude, yeah. Nadie más. We are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Guacamole. Guacamole is really good. I had a conversation at Dive the other day with these kids. Maybe you guys can answer this. Is there a comment section?
Yeah,
is there a difference between avocado and guacamole? They were having like a debate on it.
Well, of course there's a difference.
That's what I said too.
What was their debate?
It's because it started with, is there a difference between ice cream and a milkshake? And then they were saying, some kids were saying, it's the same thing. And I was like, it's not the same thing, because if you want ice cream, you get ice cream. But if you want a milkshake, you get a milkshake.
Exactly.
It's the same ingredient, but it's two different things.
Yeah.
So that's where, and then after that, they're like, it's like saying an avocado is the same thing as guacamole.
Who were these?
These are my high schoolers.
The high school, mira. Dile a esos chamacos que se apliquen en la escuela, okay?
Porque I'll make sure they listen to this.
Obviamente le faltan más escuela. Porque es como diciendo, por ejemplo, ¿quieres agua o quieres hielo? Es la misma cosa. It's not.
True.
You know?
True.
Pues está componido por los mismos elementos. Sí, vato, pero, you know, like but
sí,
no.
Sí, pero no.
Sí, pero no, exactly.
It's
two different states, you know?
It's,
yeah, diles que no.
Okay.
Es más, dile eso. Dile que escuchen el podcast.
Yeah, I'll tell them.
Tell them to follow me at the 5050. Okay.
They'll be all about it. They're always about, like, put it on your Instagram.
There you go. So now we can, you know, but I would love to hear what other people have to think about it. Because I've heard some really, like, out there things también hablando de eso, you know?
The guacamole and avocado.
The guacamole and avocado. Me han dicho, por ejemplo, también, is ketchup a smoothie?
Oh my gosh, no way.
Yeah, like, you know.
A smoothie?
A smoothie, because it's a fruit, y therefore, when you liquefy it, that makes it a smoothie. And
so
it's like,
is ketchup a smoothie?
No.
I think not.
No, it's not.
That's funny.
That's the other thing. Okay, we draw the line there. Okay, guys. No, ketchup is not a smoothie. This is what this whole episode has been about, actually.
Yeah, plot twist.
Yeah.
Ketchup is not a smoothie, in case you were wondering.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. So, dile tus chamacos, por favor.
I will.
Okay.
I'll tell them.
Well, Adley, I think we kind of went over the theme itself. Again, just to kind of wrap it up and put it in one nutshell. If you were to say, in a nutshell, what makes you you? ¿Qué fuera?
What makes me is that I am 50-50.
Oh, snap. That's right.
I had to throw it in there. But I am. I really am. Like, I recognize that I have that white side of me, but I also recognize that my family is from Mexico, and I love going there. I love, like, learning about where my mom grew up. I love being around, like, all my Mexican side of the family, and I also like being around my white side of the family, you know? But,
yeah.
You're a little bit of both, and it's okay to be both.
It's okay.
And I like it. I like
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure that people, cuando estén escuchando este episodio, van a decir, okay, but you're not really 50-50 porque hablas más inglés que español.
Yeah.
Whatever, bro. It's not about that, okay?
Yeah.
It's not 100% about having both languages. Sí, me siento más a gusto hablar Spanglish, but, you know, that's me. You know
My
what
Spanglish
I mean?
Doesn't come out as much as yours, but it's like little phrases like, a ver si cierto, or...
Do you get mad in Spanish?
Actually, I think I do.
You get mad in Spanish.
Today, Michael did something, and I was like, "Ah, yeah, cállate!" Like I said it. Like I said it in Spanish.
That's
I think
the
it
beauty
comes
of
out.
Our culture, man. It has more meaning when you're mad in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know, it, like te cala más. Por ejemplo, si le dices a alguien, "God, you're so stupid." Okay. You know, ouch.
Yeah.
Pero si dices, "Ay, eres un estúpido."
That's like, dang. Oh my gosh.
Mi corazón.
My heart.
Yeah.
I know. And that's when my mom would yell at us in Spanish.
Estúpido?
Sorry, mom. Chamaca.
Ah, chamaca.
More like chamaca.
Yeah.
Ay, chamaca, ¿qué estás haciendo?
Okay, flip that in English. Little kid, what are you doing?
Yeah, it doesn't sound as bad.
No, chamaca sounds like, yo, agárrate.
Yeah. Or, I know, my mom loves me, pero she would even throw in the like, ay, chamaca tonta.
Oh, you
that,
see?
That like hurts, you know? Like, in English it doesn't sound as bad, but in Spanish it's like, mom. Like,
yeah, in English it almost sounds comical to me.
Yeah.
Ay, you're just a dumb little kid. Okay, I'm a dumb little kid.
I know she was kidding, but you
For
know,
sure.
Like, chamaca tonta, like.
It sounds worse in Spanish.
Heart? Yeah.
Tenemos más drama, tenemos más intensidad, tenemos más emoción, you know? Es la pasión, cultura hispana, you know? I feel like getting a tattooed on my chest right now as we speak, you know?
Hispanic.
Hispanic.
So everybody knows when you fill it out on the sheet.
Yeah.
Hispanic.
Oh, so again, that's the beauty of it. Hey, we're down the middle. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Love it. And I'm sure there's people that relate. So if they relate, guys, if you relate to that as well, if you feel like you're in down the middle like us, 50-50, let us know in the comments. Right?
Yeah.
Allie, it was cool talking with you. Let them know how to find you. Social medias, websites, what's up?
So, like I mentioned in the beginning, I have my website, adthek.com. Pretty much all my social media is adthek. I believe I changed it all to adthek to make life easier for everybody.
Yes.
So my Twitter is adthek. My Snapchat is adthek. My Instagram, where I do post more, is adthek. I just posted on it right now, so hopefully Jesse uploads it soon. I have a giveaway on there, so you guys check it out.
When does the giveaway end?
It ends this Friday, September 7th.
Okay, then yeah. They'll be able to... get into it when I because I'll be uploading this probably by Wednesday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Perfect. So you guys check me out on Instagram. You have a chance to win a AdTheK shirt and AdTheK hat and 15% off, what's it called? A month package at where I work at B1 Elite Fitness, whichever package you want to do. Also on my Instagram, I have it's not linked on there anymore, but my website is in my bio, and if you click on my website, there's a section where you can go to my YouTube channel, and I have a lot of workout ideas and videos on there. So if you're interested in that, I have a lot of like home workouts and stuff, because that's kind of what a lot of people like.
You have a blog in your website also, right?
Yeah,
you're kind of starting it up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna start posting on there more. I need to.
Some because and the reason I mention it because there's people like me, and I know there's other folks that have mentioned it to me. They like to enjoy their content in different ways.
Yeah.
Some people like to listen. Hay otros como que when they have their own time and
like
modo que quieren leerlo. So I like to kind of put the content in different aspects.
Yeah, I just started the blog. I only have one up right now, but I've been wanting to. So maybe this will motivate me more now that I'm saying it on here. But I want to post like more workouts on there as well. So that it's not only just on my YouTube or my Instagram, it'll be on my blog section as well. But I have all those different avenues in which you can check me out. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter,
cool.
Snapchat.
All right. Well, Allie, thank you very much for being here with me.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you guys next week. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of The 50-50. If so, we truly enjoy reading the comments in our website, the5050.com. That is the50fity.com. In the website, you can also check out our blogs and follow us on Instagram, the5050. Guys, once again, let me thank you right now for all the support you've shown so far. Thank you for listening to The 50-50.